nothing to do till her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, like morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace will be in trial. State your peace tonight.
Second hour off the beaten path. The Peter Kane and Steve Star is here, broadcasting from an anomalous place somewhere out there in the ether. We've got Ed in Utah on the line. We're going to go right back to you because it looked like you had another comment for us. So let it rip, Data Chip.
Okay, I'll just finish up with this. While I share your frustration concerning Donald Trump, I'm glad he's the one there with all this. I had hoped and prayed that he would go to South Dakota. Sure enough, at Mount Rushmore Friday night, and the great governor there, I was wondering about her, if she was as good as they say, and yes, she told people, look, there will be no social distancing at this event. If you have any concerns, please stay at home. That was polite yet forceful. Donald Trump, wearing no mask, defying them, this is part of the reason why they're shrilly talking about this phony and fraudulent uptick, and he is defying them. I think maybe it's possible he realizes his mistake in giving Anthony Fauci a platform to start with, and he's trying to possibly make up for this. He's flying in their face. He's not giving Israel what they want. Notice in the backdrop here, the Israelis are firing off on the Palestinians. That's always on the back burner when they're putting a pressure, when the pressure on a president not to do, for not doing what they want him to do. I do think there is some hope here. And he is saying testing. He tweeted out about all this testing going on, all that testing. He is trying to tell them that it's in the fraudulent or the testing, as you say, that we all have some coronavirus, and that it's not to worry, except for those who are going to die of other things anyhow, and that puts them like a pneumonia over the top. I think he is trying to get some truth out there. Yes, he should never have given Fauci the platform and done the Friday the 13th emergency, but he did, and I think he's trying to walk some of it back. That's the only hope we have anyhow. So I'm cheering him on in that direction. Otherwise, we're in the hands of the devil and Bill Gates and Inslee and Pritzker and all these devil-connected governors that need to be brought down. And I think we have some hope with him yet. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much there, Ed. I think we do have a little bit of hope, and it does sound like he's trying to kind of back down off of this a little bit. And so we're going to support our duly, lawfully elected president and try to do the best that we can here. And we're definitely glad that he is not Hillary Clinton, because we've been a whole hell of a lot worse off than that. So we have made, you know, small amounts of progress, and maybe that, you know, he's starting to, you know, get the idea here what's going on. If we can get past this election, you know, where you're not having to worry about re-election, you know, maybe we can see a little bit more independent, sovereign Donald Trump and, you know, get some things done. But he's got his work cut out for him. They've been stymieing him and blocking every positive effort that he's been trying to make. You know, one man alone cannot make a difference. And we all have to band together to be able to pull this off.
You know, and there's probably no more of a person who is a Trump supporter than me, but I am down on his case very hard on this, ladies and gentlemen, because this should have never happened. Never happened to start with. Fauci should have been, as Dave and I were saying this when people didn't even know who Fauci was, Fauci should have been fired day one. Day one. I mean, the problem here is Donald Trump is now 4.5 years, in my opinion, behind the scenes. And the thing that John Rappaport and I have both agreed that people need to show up at his rallies with fire Fauci signs. No 5G, no contact tracing, fire Fauci. And Fauci really should be tried. He really should. I mean, the bottom line is he's got to break with this immediately. And we have to put pressure on him now to do it. Now. We're done
with
this.
Because Donald J. Trump works for us. We're his boss.
That's right.
You know, so we need to hold his feet to the fire. Just because we're being critical of the job he's doing and holding his feet to the fire does not mean that we do not support our president. You know, this it's quite the opposite because we are supporting him because we need you to do these things. We need you to listen to your constituents. You need to listen to the people. If you want to be a great president and have this wonderful legacy that you desire to have where everybody looks back and say, what a wonderful president you were, Donald J. Trump. Well, you can do that. You've got the opinions to match if you're willing to have the balls to actually have the action, because you do talk the talk sometimes there, Donald, and we want to see you follow through on that stuff. Hey, we got some more calls here, so let's go ahead and move on. And we got James in Vancouver. James, what's on your mind?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes. I just wanted to make a few comments, if I could, this virus, if it was indeed really created, that the protein coat on the virus is not really stable. If the protein coat is what protects the DNA or the RNA of the virus, and if they really did make this virus, they didn't really make it properly. It wasn't stable at all.
Yeah, it's probably likely that just like all of these things, it reaches its point of, it reaches its maximum. You know, if you're probably acquainted with Farr's Law, F-A-R-R-S, Farr's Law shows you a bell curve on how these things work. And, you know, the second wave of this that they're talking about right now, even Mike Pence, you know, vice president, said there's not going to be a second wave. Well, they're creating one. But see, here's the problem with these things, James. That the thing that they can do is once they've got the umbrella set up, they can put all kinds of things underneath it. This is what they did with HIV. They've done it now for 36 years. Okay, it started out with just 3, 4, 5 diseases. It's now 29. One of the diseases they added to HIV/AIDS was cervical cancer. Cervical cancer was supposed to be caused by HIV. Well, 98% of the women with cervical cancer don't have HIV. So the 2% that do, it caused HIV caused it, right? I mean, you see, they create these syndromes. That's really what this is all about. But I have fears, and I think these are true because they're already telegraphing this and warning that there's going to be another wave of this in September. I mean, friends, I want to encourage you once again, go to this film. Go take a look at what happened here. Look at Amazing Polly. Go to BitChute. BitChute videos. BitChute, you know, the one that's not censored like YouTube. BitChute. And go and look at Amazing Polly's video. And it's called, it was called the, basically it's about the mafia, the medical mafia. I can't remember the title of it here, but yeah. And watch that video because she lays out a flow chart of who is behind this. This is very important.
Oh,
this is a connection.
Absolutely.
You've got to see it. It's not China.
Steve,
it's the banks. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
There's another video that we should probably look at because you brought up the cervical cancer. And that Sacrificial Virgins, I think the website Sacrificial sacrificialvirgins.org.uk. And that is an amazingly powerful, you know, film just to show just what they're doing and how much harm they're causing with these darn vaccines for something that's not really a big problem. It's just more of the same. They keep using the same playbook over and over and over again. And they said there was going to be a surprise outbreak in 2017. And before this even started getting going, they said there was going to be a second wave, that this was going to be 2 years before we were going to be in a lockdown, before they even supposedly knew what the hell they were dealing with. So, you know, I would like to see the script they're reading off of. This certainly feels like it's all scripted.
Right. I was just going to say, I want to get back to James really quick, James. But, Sacrificial Virgins at immunity.uk.org. Isn't that right? No, it's immunity.org.uk. We've had Joan Chitton on as a guest. And she's a wonderful lady.
Yeah,
she's done a
lot
of great
another
work.
Question?
Go ahead. Yeah.
What if I were to tell you that there's actually a cure for all these viruses? Would you believe me?
I believe you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would.
I'm sure there is.
Get rid of all
but
the virologists.
Make money. That's bad business. Just ask Goldman Sachs what we all about it.
Not only is there a cure for viruses, but there's a cure for cancer, a non-toxic cure.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Bad
I
business.
Wrote a book about it.
Good. Yeah, what's your
book?
How do we find it? What's your,
all right.
What about
just
it?
Look up
Go
the
ahead.
Book, No Such Thing as Terminal.
Okay.
No Such Thing as Terminal.
Okay. And, sounds good.
Where do we find it? Where do you find it?
Where do we get it?
It's on the internet, www.nosuchthingasterminal.com. You read the back of the book, gives you the whole outline of what's going on. This has been going on since the 1930s. This goes way back.
Beyond.
Sorry?
Yep. Right on.
Yeah, fantastic, James. We'll definitely check out your book there. And No Such Thing as Terminal.com.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, James, for bringing up the gag protein. He's talking about the outer protein with the spike, all these. Right, James? Is that what you're talking about? And the viral activity and its infectious capability and some of these things. They wear off. You know, these things do mutate. And that's why. Go ahead, buddy. Yeah.
No, if there's a cure, it blows this whole thing wide open. Because this is all political.
Yes, it's about control. It's about tracing you. Yep. It's about tracking you. That's what the whole thing's about. HR6666, right. Ladies and gentlemen. It's not about a virus.
If you take that vaccine they want to give you, you will die. Okay? You will die.
Believe that. I believe these vaccines can cause these things. We know that.
Yeah. I've seen just how much harm those vaccines can cause. James, thanks for the call, and we'll definitely check out the book. No Such Thing as Terminal.com. Check it out, everybody. That sounds like wonderful information that does not need to get buried, needs to get out into as many hands as possible.
Okay.
Thank you, James. I've definitely seen the vaccine damage very close up, and it is absolutely tragic, you know, what they're doing to people, and it just makes me mad. That's one of the reasons that I'm here. Okay, we got some more calls on the line, so let's go down the line here. I'll try not to get too confused here because we got another Steve. Steve in New Mexico. Brother, what's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I'm glad you all are sitting in with for Steve Elkins, and this is something for him as well. I just happened to click on Yahoo, their front page. It says, from the World Health Organization, 239 experts with one big claim. The coronavirus is airborne, and it's coming out of 32 other countries right now. So they're pulling everything out of the hat, it looks like, that they can do.
There's no science behind a lot of this, because now, you know, when they said that this virus was spreading from Wuhan, remember, and this started in late November, apparently, then it went in December. Dave and I picked up on this right away, and we were making predictions. Oh, this is going to be another one of those Ebola 1, 2, 3, Zika. And by the way, if you know any of the history of all of these things, like the swine flu in 1976, it never happened. Never happened.
Right.
Even Gerald Ford took the vaccination. 31 people died because of that vaccination. Thousands were affected with neurological diseases, ladies and gentlemen. And the swine flu never appeared. Then you got H1N1 just 11 years ago, you know, which was something that Cheryl Atkinson from CBS News, as a star investigative reporter, found out. The Centers for Disease Control quit counting the cases because they didn't have any. And even the cases that they thought were flu were not flu, even flu, not swine flu. So then there was, again, another vaccine that was put out, and people got sick from that. That's exactly what happened. So these vaccines are being rushed into the market at a horrific speed. I just got a new video on this by a very advanced and what I would call a high-tech analysis on the whole thing with the vaccine. This warp speed idea that Trump has of getting these vaccines out is a $2 trillion market, ladies and gentlemen, and it's got to be stopped now, now. I mean, immediately. Trump has to have his bell rung. Ding, ding. Mr. President, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind, and we're not taking it. I will not vote for Trump if he keeps this stuff going, and I will fight him all the way on it. You know, you've got to stop this, because I'll get back to you because I'm getting too loud. And this is your show. Actually, I want to have the listeners talk. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this has to stop right away, because the TRACE Act is coming in. This is all about tracking you. It has nothing to do with the real diseases. And they will continue to release other pathogens. Remember, there are such things as bioweapons, like the anthrax that came from Fort Detrick that was sent out right after 9/11 to Chris Dodd and Patrick Leahy to get them to sign. You know what's happening here. They can use these things and hide them under this umbrella. Oh, it's another wave. No, you better watch it, because these people are going to use terrorism. These people are terrorists. All of them are the banks. We know exactly who they are. Bill Gates is a big part of this. Fauci. We've got the whole list. Anyhow, I'll back off a little bit. I've said enough on that, but I think you're right. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, who was it? It's before your show and before Kelsey's. I think it's Anarchist.
Yeah,
and
Michael Stork, Anarchy.
Uh-huh. He had a friend who was a farmer, and he's gone through the country, he's working with the farmers, the small farmers, and I guess trying to get the produce basically out to people. And he was mentioning he spent a few days with the Amish and the, what's the other group? Can't remember them. But he said
Mennonites, Quakers, yeah.
Yeah, the Mennonites and stuff. Or not Mennonites, I can't remember. But anyway, he spent some time there. And he said that the Amish have been going to church ever since this started. They've been hugging, shaking hands, and also, you know, when they have deaths or anything, they have their regular funerals. So sounds to me that the Amish and them pretty well know kind of what's going on. So,
that's a good point, though, Steve. Really. And let me make a point about that as well. Look at all these churches. Look at how they've fallen for this as well. I'm embarrassed for these pastors. Let me tell you something. When I went out with my documentary in 96 showing that HIV was a fraud, you know what I heard from a lot of these pastors? Well, I think it's better that we err on the safe side. I said, no, pastor, you don't get it. That's not the safe side at all. You better wake up. This medical industrial complex, if you want to get biblical, this is what is called pharmakia. If you look at the book of Revelation, you'll see the word sorceries. Sorceries is pharmakia. That would deceive the nations. And that's what this is. Big time. Go ahead, though, Steve. I'll back off a little bit.
But I was going to mention also. Yeah, they do. There's one other thing I wanted to mention, and that is they're using what we call dark combinations. And we're also up against the children of darkness. That's what's going on in this world. And we've got to put a stop to it one way or the other. And Trump has to wake up more and get on the bandwagon and stuff. So that's definitely
we got to put
true.
Him under pressure. I'm not going to vote for him. I'm going to come out against him until he fixes this immediately. And I can't help but do that, because I've been fighting this damn thing for 28 years already. And to see him I was talking about Fauci 28 years ago, and I was late to the scene. John Rappaport was in 87, 5 years earlier than me. I know people. We've had the people on our shows who are experts in PCR who have actually worked with HIV. They've actually tried to replicate it and can't get it to work. You know what I mean? People tell me all that they know. I say, well, have you ever tested this stuff yourself in a laboratory? They have. I mean, I've had people who know this down to the molecular biological level. I'm sorry, Steve, but go ahead and get one more comment in real quick, and I will get off.
And he does need to fire Fauci. And Fauci reminds guys back in Hitler's day that doctor, I forget what his name was.
Mengele. Fauci is the American Mengele.
He reminds me just like this guy. So, all right, well, I'll let you go. You guys keep up the good work. And Steve Elkins, we miss you. And hurry up and get better. Bye-bye.
All right, fantastic, Steve. Thanks for your phone call. 800-313-9443. Join us on the air. We got Dave in Nevada waiting on hold. And we will be back after these messages on Off the Beaten Path.
She says, baby, if you want to be my lover, you better take me.
Any
clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Yeah, we're back off the beaten path here at Eric Dave and Steve Stars, and we're going to go right on back to the phones. This is a short segment here, and we're going to get Dave in Nevada. Dave, what's on your mind?
Hello, gentlemen. How you doing?
We're doing all right.
I wanted to get I wanted to address this issue of there are a lot of lies going around now. With regards to this coronavirus, but I think one of the biggest ones is this idea of wearing a mask all day long. I'm of the firm conviction that this mask wearing idea is basically it's slave training. It's really conditioning people to be told exactly what to do, what they can and can't do on a daily basis. And the government is basically forcing you to put something on your face. That's what the mask is to me. Not only that, there are a lot of doctors, not on the mainstream, but there are a lot of people in general who are talking about the bacteria that you're breathing in with the mask. the materials that they're made out of, which are really, there's a lot of chemicals on these masks that you're breathing in.
Yep.
And also it's constricting your breathing. I heard someone say that it constricts your breathing reduces it by around 20%. And people are wearing this all day long.
More than that, probably.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, well, we've heard up to 60% oxygen reduction because of the mask and all that stuff. And the virus molecules are so small that the holes and even the M95 mask are not going to stop that thing. It's going to go right through there. You know, we had a surgical anesthesiologist on our program that, basically gave the analogy of using these masks to protect yourself against these virus particles as small as they are is like protecting yourself against a mosquito swarm with a chain link fence. It's absolutely pointless. Right. And the surgeons, they don't wear the mask to protect themselves. It's to keep, you know, the spittle off the operating theater. That's all the hell that's right. for. It's not going to stop the viruses. They're too small.
Right.
And they'll just cultivate one of the, go ahead.
Yeah, and one of the sad things is I see parents, you know, they're walking around and their kids are running around with these masks on. It's especially bad for the kids.
Right.
Yeah. And they're not even wearing the full real deal masks either, because you know they're doing this thing where, you know, just bandanas and stuff like this, these little cloth fabric, you know, masks. They're giving absolutely no protection from this stuff at all. They're uncomfortable. As a result, they're touching their face more. If anything, this is going to spread the virus more. But of course, we're not allowed to say that because, you know, the government has already handed down this dictate that it's official. You have to do this. It's mandatory, except for there's no law. Executive orders do not apply to you and me directly. It's for the employees of the government. You can certainly have your employees of the government having to wear masks and all that stuff while they are at work. But once they go home, you have nothing more to say to them about that. That's a dictatorship, and that's unconstitutional.
Yeah, it really is. And yeah, you're right, though, David. I'm just going to say you're right about the psychology of this. This is what it really is. And you're seeing people out there being misled by the media. You know, this flood of information and the way they do this is it's kind of astounding. I think all of us know. You picked up on it right away. When you hear coronavirus, 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 COVID-19, coronavirus, wear a mask, wear a mask, wear a mask. I mean, when you hear this kind of stuff, people are conditioned by the repetition to follow and knee-jerk. And that's exactly what's happening. When you look around, it scares you. It scares me because you realize, my God, this many people are under this deception right now. And this is going to get worse, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, you're right to pick up on that. I didn't want to interrupt you because we're running a little short of time, but go ahead. And you're right on with that observation, Dave.
And I'll just finish up real quickly. If people really wanted to protest stuff, you know, you see all these people that are protesting all this Black Lives Matter stuff and all this communist BS. If people really wanted to send a message to the government, everyone would just rip their masks off right now and say, we're not wearing the mask, none of us. Black or white, Asian, Indian, we're not going to wear your stupid mask. That would send a serious message to the government. But you see all these protesters that are walking around with masks on. Outside,
you know, you're right, but you know what?
They can't get away from their slavery.
No, they can't. But what I'm saying is, right now we are paying protection money just like to the mafioso. They have bigger things that they're coming out with, and they're already telling us that. You know what I mean? If we don't cooperate, it's going to get worse. And this is the problem with Trump. He's not catching up with the people who are behind this. He is now threatened by this medical mafioso, just as that video says, you know, the one from Amazing Polly on BitChute. This is a medical mafioso who are demanding everything, and he has no choice but to submit to them. But we need to back him up. Now, I can point out the people who can find out these problems right away, and we need to actually see this group of medical maniacs, Fauci, Zhao, Gates, and all of them. These are the people that need to be caught up with right away, because they're going to come up with more dangerous stuff. They're going to come up with more dangerous stuff this fall.
It keeps coming. Hey, Dave, thanks for your call here. The phone lines are loading up, so we'll be back with Off the Beaten Path here on RBN after these short messages. Follow with me. Ain't about to break a day.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
No, we ain't seen nothing yet. This is just getting heated up. And the phone lines are loaded up. Now, I was going to play a clip about the accusation of us being psychopaths because we won't wear masks because it's kind of relevant to what we're talking about. But we really don't have time for that because I want to get in all these calls here. And we're going to kind of have to rush through this a little bit because I want everybody to have a voice here. And I'm going to have a couple minutes left at the
end of the show.
To have your thoughts clear and concise. Let's see if we can roll through this so everybody gets their voice heard here. So starting with Tom in Utah. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hey, on Monday and on Wednesday, Mark Anderson had me on as I exposed the characteristics of these pathogens. A lot of people don't want to handle, they don't want to have the truth because it'll interfere with their behavior. Once you know the requirements of these disease-creating creatures, you can understand what you've been told is mostly fraud, but you also have to change your behavior. I mean, these things are out there, but they can't get to you in the way that you think. So once you understand their requirements for their survival and dispersal, then you can make a choice where you can avoid the infection in the first place. By the way, there is an issue I described as vaccines by proxy. I don't know if you understand what that means. You may refuse a vaccine, but by proxy, you're getting it anyway if you make the wrong life choices.
Okay. As a
Ammon Bundy revealed the fact that all livestock is vaccinated. And if you want to move a contagion through the population, just make sure you put it into the livestock. And that's what you need to
do.
It. So when Fauci and these guys say we're going to have a second wave, how do you think they're going to ensure that that wave occurs? You have any idea?
Well, there's probably a multitude of ways, but that would be one of them, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
I used to do that for the Department of Agriculture. And any animal that's in the food production industry is vaccinated. And if I want to contaminate an entire community or an entire nation, I just need to make sure I have a few handy vials that are sent out to the production facilities in livestock. Every chicken, every cow in food production in America has to be vaccinated. So that's a thing to ponder.
Yeah, that is important.
Yeah. That is definitely a good one. Tom, if you'd be interested, we would probably like to carry this conversation on at some point in one of our open forum shows out there in Colorado. If you send me an email, david@crucialnonsense.com, maybe we can set something up, because I would love to be able to hear more about this. It sounds like you've done a lot of research and you know what you're talking about. And while I got the microphone button pushed down here, Murr, I got your email. So thank you for that. Good to hear from you, by the way. So anyway, Tom, anything else before we try to get the next call?
Well, I don't know if you knew I was blinded as a whistleblower in D.C., so the best thing you can do is go onto a website called gassingamerica.com or poisoningthepoor.com, and my phone number is at the bottom. I have the disadvantage of having my site removed from me. You know, they don't
I understand how that would be very disadvantageous, and we will definitely give you a call and appreciate that. And sorry about that. That definitely sucks.
Yeah, Ken and everybody knows me anyway. I'm a pain in the butt. The program I did the program I did for Mark, I was a little exhausted, but I'm 80 years of age, too, so I can use that as an excuse. But if you can suffer through that 20 minutes and then the full hour on Wednesday, go to that Stop the Presses with Mark Anderson, and you can hear what I was explaining. But I love to have people call me, and I can take them in further detail, which I dare not put out on the public airways.
Okay, fantastic, Tom. We'll try to get with you sometime this next week. You got a lot of busy stuff going on. But thank you so much for your call, brother. Stay safe out there. Thanks for what you're doing. We're going to go to the next call now. White Rose in Colorado, what's on your mind, bro?
Good evening, gentlemen. This is the White Rose from Colorado. Hey, I got a couple of quick little ditties to give you, and then I'd like to tell you what I'm celebrating today after I give you these things, and then plug my website if I can. So the first thing all pharmaceuticals are made from hydrocarbons derived from crude oil. Crude oil being the unclean thing, what it says in the Bible. Do not touch the unclean thing. Crude oil, pharmaceuticals, don't touch it. Okay, one point. Second point is, nobody can force anybody to do anything against their will. Prime rule number one in the universe, okay? And in order to handle these people that are trying to force you to do something against your will, you have to use their nonsense against them in such a way that they cannot refute your logic. So, if you go to my website and back page, you will see how I beat them in court using the UCC against them, okay? you have two things. You have the Clearfield Doctrine, and you have Bond versus the United States, two Supreme Court decisions that are part of the Uniform Commercial Code, and that is the only thing you can use against them by using that. And that means when you go to the judge and the judge says, how do you plea? Plea means the same thing as pray. If you pray to the court, you make the court a false idol, and then what do you deserve? You deserve what the false idol is going to give you, okay? And it ain't justice, all right? Okay, so today is the 36th anniversary, July 5th, 1984, that I died and came back to life for the first time by Jesus bringing me back to life. July 5th, 1984, 12 midnight, I died. Jesus brought me back to life. I came back to life 7 hours later, and I've been going ever strong ever since. And my website, thewhiterose.simplesite.com. And if you got any comments or you want to ask me any questions, please do so. Otherwise, you know, we can get on to the next caller if you like, because I got everything said that I need to say.
All right. Fantastic. White Rose, if
but
we didn't
check
have
my
the
website phone out, lines. Go to the testimony. Go to my testimony on the front page and go to the back page and read what I did in court when they took me to court. When they jumped on a 70-year-old man, a 300-pound woman, and put handcuffs on me, son of guts. Okay? So there you go. And yep. I whooped him in court.
Good deal. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Stay safe out there, brother. I'm glad that Christ brought you back, and hopefully we'll get to talk with you again. But we got a loaded up bunch of phone lines here, and we need to kind of get on with it. So with that, Dr. Kelly in California, what's on your mind?
Thank you for giving out the facts, and I just want to focus the conversation henceforth on the fact that this great book by Christine Maggiore, I've got the fourth edition, What If Everything You Thought You Knew About AIDS Was Wrong, where she covered the fact that it's attacking by gender as AIDS did men or males. You know, 85% are the ones that are affected by this, and then 67% of people showed no symptoms of illness. And this book was cool because it got me in touch with the NVIC, and wanted to thank you for your work. You know, that's National Vaccine Information Center, and warning people, being the watchman on the wall and doing your due diligence to warn folks. And I don't know, iontophoresis, I hope that doesn't hurt anybody's brain, but that's wherein a laser or a radio frequency radiation is used to drive a material into your tissues from the surface of your skin. And so I've been wearing a 30% stainless steel coverall with the mask most of the time to keep the radio frequency and the 5G and all that crap out of my skeleton, which absorbs 9 times more than the soft tissues. And so now all the folks that made fun for 4 years, who's wearing the mask now?
Yeah, for real. Yeah, that 5G stuff, that millimeter microwave radiation is very dangerous, and your body absorbs all of that stuff in extreme fashion. Hell, the humidity in the air absorbs that stuff. I mean, it goes absolutely everywhere. Thanks, Dr. Kelly, for the call. We got some more calls here, so let me get on down the line here.
Let me just say one thing
okay,
real quick.
Go ahead, Steve.
I knew Christine Maggiore very well. As a matter of fact, she's in my documentary towards the end, HIV equals AIDS factor fraud. You can see it at AIDSfraudvideo.com. Yeah, she was a bold lady, and she did not die of AIDS, according to what I know about her. Celia Farber was also in touch with her at that time. So but she was a very bold lady, but thank you for bringing her up, Doctor.
Oh, dude, and thank you for your work, too, and encourage folks. I want dozens and dozens of you folks, whether you're a nurse, whether you're a mom, whether you're a dad, because this is also focused on the pregnant woman, the woman, and the childbearing years. And so put this news out, write your story, and thank you for putting a ton of references in there and putting it in writing so that we can read it and share it and discuss it. And God bless the work, and continue on, and thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless you, Dr. Kelly. Thanks for being out there. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Dave in New York. Dave, brother, what's on your mind?
Hey, good evening. Yeah, I heard some discussion about masks, and the virus particle size, of course, is very small, and the viability of a single virus outside the body isn't that great at all. But I think the concern is if you have a sputum particle coming out of your mouth, that could be stopped by a mask, and that could contain bacteria or cells with numerous virus particles in there. You need to have a sufficient viral load normally to even get sick of anything through that route. At least I presume that. You have experience with this. And this is something that Chris Martinson has been talking about on peakprosperity.com. He has a degree in pathology, neurotoxicity. And he also talks about the positives of vaccines coming out. So I don't know what he knows and what he doesn't know. You know, because I don't think most people here are really thrilled about these vaccines.
No.
So I think the masks could offer some protection. Do you feel that could be the case
you've got to believe that in the viral theory to begin with. And there are, as we noted from there was Oxford, of all places, did an excellent study that we got from our friend Kevin Corbett in the UK. And they said that what they saw was a spike on a mild flu season. That was what they predicted. Not Neil Ferguson, who was out of his mind from the UK, by the way, talking about 200 million or 20 million or whatever number it was. But they had it right. And that's what we've seen. But the question is now, you know, what is going on at this point? I mean, you would think that this wouldn't really even much of a flu epidemic, if you consider. I don't know how many of these deaths are directly attributed to a real cause. I know there anybody who tests positive for COVID ID with this test, RT-PCR, which is about 80% false positives, antibody tests as well. Sometimes they're put down on the list as a COVID death. And they may be, but they may not. So I don't think the numbers are as high as they claim they are. But it was a spike on a mild flu season as the Harvard analysis came. Or not Harvard, but Oxford. Of all places, you wouldn't think. But they had it right. So what's happening now is just more of a scare tactic. And, you know, we talk about viral load. That is a question that goes way back to the days of HIV/AIDS. And we used to call it viral load of crap. Because, you know, you really can't measure viral load with PCR in terms of actual active virus or numbers. Sure. And so, you know, a lot of problems with it. And so, yeah, but, you know, we're always open to considering everything. You never shut, you know, yourself out so far that nothing matters in the whole picture, I guess is where I was going.
Right. And when Neil Ferguson put out his model, I mean, it was up to, what, 550,000 in England could die from this if it was exponential growth and nothing was done. But he had a table with like 50 numbers in it, all the way down to like 4,500 or 5,500 was one of the predictions. So he wasn't, I don't really feel that he was necessarily out of his mind. I think that people took those numbers and they just gave the big one out. And with everybody locked down and the whole theory that this thing could be going around, I mean, to me, it was a reasonable assumption that you could have a large infections and large deaths. But, you know, let's see what happens. I mean, we know nothing. Well, I mean, in Texas, they're saying what? They're saying, oh, well, one person has it. Well, everybody you were in contact with in the last 14 days, well, they're probable cases and we're going to count them. And then all the people that they might have interacted with, well, pretty soon we're up to 50,000 per case.
Pretty much. And it just goes, you know, exponential from that because, you know, logarithmically, it basically now everybody's infected. So, you know, everybody's going to be locked up.
Right.
What you're saying about the mask, if somebody is sick and they wear a mask, it will lessen the amount of stuff that they're spreading. That is true. You know, that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
So if you're sick, though, you shouldn't be outside in public. You know, if you're not feeling well, don't go outside. Don't go into work. Don't go to school.
Well,
don't go hang out with your friends if you're sick.
You see, the problem here is we have asymptomatic cases. But asymptomatic cases are done by PCR, which in the dubious test. I mean, this is a bad circle.
It is. It really is. It is a big Charlie Foxtrot.
I just want to get two other quick points.
Steve Ben-Noon, he's on IsraeliNews.live, he mentioned that nanochemistry was going to be put in the vaccine, and this is what he gets from his FEMA people and other people, and that this could be activated maybe by 5G or something to do all kinds of different things to just transform people from people all over. So, and I think if you look at the 2012 Olympics, the nurses thing, I mean, that whole opening ceremony with the nurse beds, it is so freaky. But then they have all these guys with hoods on going around, and then donkey heads or whatever they are, horse heads. And then Mary Poppins people come in, and then they're praying Christ is born today, and they're carrying a guy away in a cage. I mean, what is this? The return of Christ is going to come now after a whole bunch of people get sick?
I don't know. Something like that. It's absolutely crazy. Dave, thanks for the call. We got one more call on the line. We'll get to here right after this break. Off the Beaten Path. Derek Dave and Steve Starrs will be right back.
And goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper and to help her.
The media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Yes, indeed. Final segment of Off the Beaten Path this Sunday, July 5th, 2020. We've got one more call, and we're going to kind of cut it a little short there, Daniel, because I got a couple comments I need to make here at the end. But Daniel in British Columbia, what's on your mind, bro? Then we'll take Murr instead. A long time no talk. How you doing there?
Hi. How are you?
Dave and Steve.
I'm hanging in there. Got your email.
You did get it? Okay.
Yes,
check
I did.
Check that out. You'll see that that's banker-related, as Lieber was, and as his Mark Mukasey, the son of Mike Mukasey, that we all know about, was his lawyer. So that quickly jumped off the news pages that the bankers are also related to. But mainly I wanted to tell you, I'll send you both, since I have your email now, and you received that, the two episodes of Mark Anderson's show that both Sherry and Tom talked about. Very important. Everyone needs to listen to them. It stopped the presses at the archives at RBN, and 7-1 and 7-3, okay? Tom got a little bit in on 7-1. It was mostly about Collin County, and the reverse was true on the 7-3. He had most of the show, and then there was some follow-up. But this is all hoax, people. And, in fact, flu season is a hoax. It's indoor air and junk food season. You go out in the slopes, or as Kelso said, surfing, you don't get sick. See, this is more rubbish we're buying. And the herd immunity, no, we each have innate and acquired immunity. There is no herd immunity. Okay, don't let them buffalo you with all this nonsense, all right, and drive you off the buffalo jump.
Right.
And now what she, Kelly, Dr. Kelly said about Watchmen on the Wall, I don't know if she was picking up. At the end of Kelso's show, he didn't leave me enough time, but I got enough time to say, not on my watch, and that's what the man yelled out in the audience when President Trump got a good smile, and, you know, but you couldn't, you had to go back and listen to it. So Kelso wanted to know what it was he hollered out, so I just got to squeeze it in the end of his show. So not on my watch, if everyone thinks that way. And also, as far as, I want to get in here, too, real quick, if I can. Jewish fellow likes to get after me with, pardon me?
Go ahead.
Yeah, real quick, okay. We're running out of time.
Okay, about money. He said, I should open my own bank and loan interest-free. How does he know I don't do that? Would I advertise? Food for thought. Trustworthy and honesty.
Absolutely.
Do what works. Thanks, people. Bye-bye.
Hey, good to talk to you, Murr.
Absolutely. Thanks, Murr. Call us a little earlier next time. Kind of miss you there. Anyway, Steve, thanks for being with me today. I definitely enjoyed filling in for the other Steve, and we'll be catching you in the morning. We will be on 1360khnc.com at 11 a.m. Mountain Time, which is noon Central Time, for a couple hours with our open forum program, and we're going to be talking about more of this and all sorts of other stuff. In fact, I will probably be calling Steve here right after we get off the air to discuss what we're going to be doing for tomorrow's show.
Right.
You got any closing thoughts for us?
Yeah, I do. We're going to tell Steve Elkins we hope he gets back real soon. And also, friends, keep supporting RBN. You know, hang in there. You know, a great, great audience. I mean, we had great calls tonight, and it was just wonderful. So thanks to Ken, our producer, and everybody else, John, and everyone at RBN. Thank you, Dave, for having me on. Thanks, Steve Elkins. We hope you get back.
Absolutely. Y'all stay safe out there. Remember, faith trumps fear. Up next, Keith Rogers with Perception Management here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Second Amendment, your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.